Welcome to the Marvelous Work and a Wonder Worldwide Radio Talk Show. At no time during the history of our world has a place existed where a person can go and ask any question about their human existence and have that question answered with authority, clarity, and completeness. During this radio talk show, many of the great and marvelous things that have been hidden from our understanding since the foundation of this world will be revealed. We've always known these real truths. They exist, hidden in the back of our mind within the confines of our imagination. Within the human mind, seeds of imagination sprout into belief systems of philosophy and religion. But these do not answer the basic questions of our existence. Who are we, and why do we exist? Religion and philosophy have produced fruits of discord, prejudice, and hate. These things are destroying our humanity. The purpose of the Marvelous Work and a Wonder is to introduce the real truth about our existence as human beings. Within its answers, the solutions to our human problems are found. Most of our problems are a cause of our ignorance. And our current experience upon this earth manifests the influence of this ignorance. This show is where current reality meets real truth.
Confirm if this information is the full context of why you wrote the words in Reality Quest. You shared you'd become disillusioned with the LDS Church after an incident where an individual named Mark Hoffman forged many documents supporting the claims that the LDS Church was true. After this experience, you explained how you became convinced the LDS religion was not true. After coming to this realization, you described how you wanted to help the LDS people. You wrote, "How could I possibly help the Orthodox member of the LDS Church understand the truth behind the Book of Mormon and the other scriptures? I concluded that since the process which Joseph Smith used seemed to work for him, why wouldn't it work for me?" Can you comment on that statement?
Absolutely. So let's say that I had written the real truth back in that day in that so-called Reality Quest. And the real truth was, here's the deal. Advanced human beings, they're the ones from whom came the Book of Mormon, the idea, the words, and everything else. That was the way that Joseph Smith was successful at getting people to discount the Bible and to change their way of thinking. Though it turned out not to be the best thing for when they create a religion. But knowing that, I know those things. I could never have written about advanced human beings in Reality Quest. People would have mocked the crap out of me and said I was crazy, like they do now, really. So it's instead, I wrote about things that I knew were true. I knew that the Book of Mormon was written by humans. I knew that it was written for the intent of a purpose. Thus, I said those things in that venue. So you're going all back to the Reality Quest, and I've already answered all those things of why. You can point out a lot of things and just take those Reality Quests and say, did you say that? Yes, but why? What was I trying to accomplish? The fact is, the Bible is a lie, an outright lie created by human beings. Fact. It has caused more problems on this planet than any other published book ever in the history of the world. It has taken people away from the truth that they are advanced human beings simply going through a mortal experience. It has taken them away from a human's ability to learn on their own and not listen to anybody else, not even read any words or obey commandments, to exercise their free will. That needed to be countered. It was countered when the advanced humans, who are really responsible for what's going on this planet, were able to set up a country, the United States of America, in which they had the protection of law that you could believe and say what you wanted to say. Only at that time could a guy like Joseph Smith have introduced the concept of a Book of Mormon that countered the Bible. Because it had been done, had he done that any time previous to the establishment of the United States of America and their and religious freedom that comes with that, he would have been killed, persecuted. Because the Bible was the big thing. It was a lie. Advanced humans, knowing what they needed to do to try to get through to their mortal selves, came up with the Book of Mormon. It was what they did. If you read the story, the real intent, that's what it does. The Book of Mormon, it basically creates equality among the races. And it gives people a general, a better idea of how we should act humanely before towards each other. So, when, of course, the sealed portion does the same thing. As I wrote in Reality Quest, I'm not going to come out and say anything about advanced humans. Because the moment that I would have said the truth about an advanced human and advanced humans and their existence is the moment that I knew an intelligent person, so-called, would have discounted Reality Quest. So I tried to write it on a common sense way. And a really, really, okay, consider that perhaps the Book of Mormon isn't true. Consider that God isn't real. Okay, so all that I'm doing is repeating the same thing. You're going to be able, through this series, Robbie, to put together a concise and complete explanation of what Reality Quest was all about. All right, but I can continue to talk about what you want to, and you can read those things at Reality Quest, and I'll answer your questions. The reason
I think this next question is very significant is you've shared in the beginning your experience in the Salt Lake Temple in June of 1987. And then you wrote these words as if it was a confession in Reality Quest when you said, the first thing I had to do, the first thing I had to figure out was how do I explain the reappearance of the gold plates from which the Book of Mormon was reportedly translated. I knew I could write extraordinary doctrine in the form of scripture, yet no one would believe it was extraordinary unless I could convince them it came from an extraordinary source. I had to come up with a way which would seem extraordinary and logical and in explaining how I received the commission to bring the sealed portion of the gold plates to the world. The following is my testimony to the world and the way I chose to explain how I got the assignment from God to continue the work of Joseph Smith. You then shared your testimony of what you have in the sealed portion. Can you help a person understand?
Absolutely, you're going to help them. I want you to reread that whole thing, and I want you to take out the pronoun I and read it every time there's an I. Advanced humans, I want you to put in there advanced human. Advanced humans needed to find out a way to effectually do this and that. Advanced humans, so reread your thing. Right now, you're going to answer your question, help people understand, because I don't have it in front of me. Reread it now, Robbie, and anywhere there's an I, put in advanced humans. Reread it again. This is going to be good.
The first thing advanced humans had to figure out was how do advanced humans explain the reappearance of the gold plates from which the Book of Mormon was reportedly translated. Advanced humans knew advanced humans could write extraordinary doctrine in the form of scripture. Yet no one would believe it was extraordinary unless advanced humans could convince them it came from an extraordinary source. Advanced humans had to come up with a way which would seem extraordinary and logical in explaining how advanced humans had received the commission to bring the sealed portion of the gold plates to the world. The following is advanced humans' testimony to the world and the way advanced humans chose to explain how advanced humans got the assignment from God to continue the work of Joseph Smith.
There you go. Very, very easy. Advanced humans, I knew what had really happened, but I knew that the advanced, there's no way that a mortal person could understand how to count the Bible. I knew that that only came from advanced humans. I knew that. But you think I was going to write it that way? I was trying to help people open their minds to think that, okay, if Christopher could come up with this stuff, then Joseph Smith did too. Okay, that's exactly what I wanted people to think. I wanted Mormons to consider that. But the fact is, I didn't write the sealed portion. And you know what we missed? Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Because it would have been all the proof we needed. Well, I was in jail in 2001 when I realized that the sealed portion wasn't coming out. And the whole purpose of me getting involved with Christine Marie, when we get into that story, was to help her. I knew the sealed portion would help her, but it wasn't around. It just wasn't there. So during that time, after I'd gone through some experience and basically cut Christine Marie off, I started to write the sealed portion according to how I would want it to write, to be written. And I sent those letters to my wife. She wasn't my wife at the time, to Sherry Johansson Nemelka, who's my ex-wife. I sent those letters. I actually started writing the sealed portion according to how I felt that it should be righted. Christopher, not advanced humans, Christopher. And gosh dang it, we have lost those letters. They're gone. That would have proved every single whit that the sealed portion as it's published now didn't come from my head. Because my sealed portion was convoluted and not even close to what it really is. But unfortunately, we lost those letters. Now, I don't know if Sherry, my ex-wife, would ever give you an interview, but she would tell you that. Yes, she refuses to read any of this work. The reason why she refuses is because this work is what took me away from her. She considers The Marvelous Work and the Wonder in all these books the harlot that took her husband away. And she didn't even want to know about it. She just, at least that's how she's presented it to me in the past. But can you imagine if we would have had those? We had those letters and we could publish them and said, well, here you go. He wrote to his wife to be and said, man, the world needs a sealed portion. This is how I would do it. And it is completely not even close. I remember it talks about Amazon giants and shit. I knew that it had to be with the Bible. And I was just making stuff up. And it's nothing like the sealed portion. Okay, so basically what you just did was you explain what I knew. Advanced humans had to come up a way to explain to the people of the world that the Bible was not correct. That way was the Book of Mormon and Joseph Smith. Then, because they basically, the white Americans, free Americans, rejected the true meaning of the Book of Mormon completely, there had to be a way, and a fail-safe put in, to help them to possibly come to a greater understanding that the Bible is corrupt, that religion is corrupt. And if you read the Book of Mormon carefully, the clues are given in there. The most important part about the Book of Mormon is its sealed part. That's the most important part. Without it, you can never have an understanding of the real truth. The Book of Mormon itself is the lesser portion of the world, of the Word. It doesn't give you any of the mysteries. That's reserved for the sealed portion. So when the time was right, according to advanced human intervention and knowledge, that is when the true sealed portion came about. And obviously from 1987 to 1991, when I was out there looking for a place to establish myself to start this translation of gold plates, it wasn't the time. Why? Because their messenger needed to go through years of refinement until he was ready to follow protocol properly. And then when it was finally ready in 2004, thus came the sealed portion. You see, Robbie? You see why Reality Quest is just... I understand where they're coming from, but now that I've explained it, it was simply my intent and my attempt to get people to think without having all these convoluted lies that they need scripture and and religion and bullcrap. Well, obviously it didn't work. Because if you folks, either of you two, and many others, had read Reality Quest back then, you would have discounted the whole thing. Said, ah, this guy's just mad at the church. He's not making sense. He's saying that Joel Smith wasn't real. Book of Mormon wasn't real. There's no way, for example, Sharon, that I could have came up to you before you got this work and said, Sharon, forget about God, forget about praying. You're an advanced human being who's come. You've been deceived your whole life about how you pray and these scriptures that you believe in. It's bunkidity. Just worry, you can figure it out yourself. You have said, no way. That Book of Mormon is true. You cannot convince me of that. The sealed portion, the way that it was written, for anybody to even consider that I had the brains and the intelligence to write something like that, hasn't read the book. And that's why the Book of Mormon is so powerful and a lot of intelligent people. They read that and say, it's impossible that a guy like Joseph Smith could have came up with something like this. You know, it's mocked throughout the world because of the way that the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, presents it. And they don't understand it, and they present it for an intent that isn't even true. Anyway, there you go, Robbie.
After someone reads Reality Quest, it gives them the impression you made up the sealed portion when you gave examples from the sealed portion itself of different chapters you wrote. Looking back on this now, can you see the cognitive dissonance this has created?
Oh, absolutely. My whole purpose in writing the Reality Quest during that couple years was to create cognitive dissonance. That was my purpose, to get people to think outside their box. The fact is, when I had the gold plates before I gave them back and terminated my role in 1991, I had gone against protocol, which is what I do many times, unfortunately. And that was, I took and found out what the first few chapters were all about. Now that should be proof in and of itself of the veracity of the sealed portion, because they're the same. All that was lost and done until 2004. But what you're talking, what Robbie's talking about is, in Reality Quest, I had written somewhat of what I had read for the first four chapters and put them in there to say, see, this is how it is. Knowing fully well I remembered what had been written. I had recalled when I was writing in my rebellious ways where they were going with it. Now, why they allowed me to do that, I just don't know, because they didn't need to, when I was being, pre-1991, as I was traveling around trying to find a place where I could do this work, they didn't need to have that Urim and Thummim work. They didn't need to send me anything, but they did. I went through it a little bit, but then my mandate was to settle down and find a place where I could launch this work. Well, before that happened, my kids got taken away, and I refused to do the work. That's exactly what happened. I don't know how much more I can say about that.
Do you agree that when somebody reads Reality Quest for the first time after reading the sealed portion introduction about the appearance of an advanced human that you've been given, that it gives the impression you wrote a fictionalized story about the coming forth of the sealed portion? Can you see that?
Oh yeah, I agree that somebody could come up with that. But I know this, those who have read the sealed portion and really understand what it's about couldn't care less about this Reality Quest thing. Most people don't even have the only way you can even access that is a few copies that are on a negative website about me, krishnamelga.com. That's the only source of it. But where are all the copies? If they had all the copies, because it was written on a weekly basis, then you would understand. Then it would make sense of the intent for which I wrote it. But what you have is simply excerpts that the enemies put out there that will try to prove their point. They don't have the whole thing, and that's what an unscrupulous, dishonest journalist does, is presents only those parts that support their agenda. That's what my enemies have done. And I don't think people really care about Reality Quest. Once my explanation has been said, which we've gone over, that my whole intent was to try to get people to think, be outside the box, and that I failed miserably in helping anybody with Reality Quest, that's all they need to know. Because then they have to go to the what's really been produced. The marvelous work of the wonder and what it's all about. Because you can ask Sharon, because I don't know, you got to ask people. Sharon, upon reading Reality Quest, did that tell you that the marvelous work of the wonder is not true?
I didn't really read Reality Quest. I think when I first came upon the work, I saw something maybe through Carrie's website and I read a little bit of it, but all that got put aside.
The same thing's been done about Joseph Smith. There are websites out there and books have been written that are completely negative. The thing that gets me is how Mormons can't see that. How Mormons, LDS people, cannot see what they take. Number one, they don't read the sealed portion. They say it can't be true. And then they look up all these negative things about me. When they don't realize that that's exactly what an investigator does in their Mormon church. Is they won't read the Book of Mormon and then look up all this negative stuff about Joseph Smith and make the determination it can't be true because this Joseph Smith was a charlatan and he was crazy, you see? It's just a mute point. But if it's important to you, hopefully during this interview period, you can have everything that you need to explain Reality Quest and what it was about. And if I haven't clarified it, then let's keep going on and see if it gets clarified.
In the perception from reading Reality Quest, a person could get from that that you had instead of having a confession in Reality Quest where you went through a process in planning how to deceive people when you wrote, I had to come up with a way which would seem extraordinary and logical in explaining how I received the commission to bring forth the sealed portion of the gold plates to the world. You claim that after that didn't work, that suddenly everything was now real. You did have an experience in the Salt Lake Temple where an advanced human who was the former Joseph Smith Jr. actually appeared to you. This was not a fictionalized story you made up as it appeared in the Reality Quest, but this was now actually the real truth. The idea that you perpetuated a lie in translating the sealed portion was suddenly changed. And these artifacts now existed. You now actually had the gold plates and the Urim and Thummim in your possession. So as a critic attacks you on that point, could you please respond?
I've already explained what Reality Quest is. It's everything that you just asked was explained before. We've gone through that. You're going to be able to go back through the recordings and get an answer to that. Because the answer would be the exact same thing. There was a purpose and intent for which I started writing that Reality Quest. And again, that most people don't even know what it is. And if you spend a lot of time on my biography, it's just not going to make sense to them. My enemy is going to go out there and get anything they can. I've heard, just the other day, someone was telling me that the reason why their relative doesn't read, they used to be a Mormon, they got a hold of work, and now they're not Mormon anymore. The reason why one of their relatives who is Mormon doesn't read the work is because they heard and read somewhere online that I was cheating on my wife, that I'm going to cheat on my wife, which is a lie. But you see, they found something, it clouded up their mind, and so these enemies are going to take Reality Quest and take snippets from it and things that I did, and without giving all the publications, because I don't remember how long I did that, maybe a year.
Yeah, I think it was, I did see the first publication November 1st, 1993, and I think it did go through April or May of 94.
So it probably wasn't even a year. But when you understand what led up to that, and that's where the biography needs to come into play. I had just helped two women out of polygamy. They were devastated. They were devastated in their minds about what had happened. They lost their religion, they lost their support network, they lost faith and all that stuff. I did that, once they got back a hold of me, I did that and started that whole procedure of writing some things to help them to think too. That's what propelled me to do it, is Vicky's complete, she didn't understand religion, she didn't understand anything. And since I didn't have the plates and I wasn't in my role as a true messenger, I tried to come up with something to help them. But with that, it wasn't just about her. But it's important, you see why, leading up to things, what made you do that? What happened? That would never have happened. Reality Quest wouldn't even have been started in November of 93 had Marcy and Vicky not contacted me and begged for me to come back into their life and help them. So part of my way of trying to help them was just what happened with Christine Marie. Same thing. God, these guys need scripture. They need something. But maybe I can present things in to them that will take them completely away from religion. That failed. Why? Vicky, she went on her own way, but Marcy is a staunch member of the LDS Church now. She just thinks I was the devil. She just thinks I was a mean, monster, devil person. Took her away from polygamy, but she found value in the LDS Church. And she knew about the Reality Quest. She got copies of it. She knew all about that. So, leading up to those things, Reality Quest at this point, it's a new point.
I'd like to bring out, just if I could, just a couple more points that the enemies and critics of yours dwell upon. And I just wanted to get your response, if you've answered it in the past. I just want this on the record as far as this particular question. In your first publication of Reality Quest on November 1st, 1993, you wrote, "If this newsletter fulfills its purpose, it will share with anyone who is interested in the trails and experiences which I have and am to have in my quest. Yes, I could spend long, tedious hours writing a book about my adventure. However, since I've already acknowledged that I do not possess truth, then how can I write a book about it?"
Awesome. That's now you're seeing my intent. Again, I obviously knew the truth. I obviously was smart enough to write differently than that. But I chose to present this quest, this fictional quest, by incorporating certain things into it to try to help people to think, to open up their mind, to take from some of my experiences things that might reflect on theirs, and to help them to open their minds. It's that simple. And the reason why I justified that, the reason why I justified the publication of Reality Quest is twofold. First, to help people like Vicky Prunty and Marcy K. James find some semblance of reality in their own lives because they were taken away from religion in such a terrible way. Not a terrible way, a good way. But secondly, in my mind, I really thought that human beings were more intelligent than they actually are. I really thought that by presenting certain scenarios and certain things about a quest for reality that anybody could relate to, they would help them. And it absolutely did not. Especially not the people who I wanted to help. I wanted to help the Mormons. I wanted to help my family who believed in that stuff to think. Didn't work, Robbie. Didn't work. You're going to be able to take from these interviews and edit enough to get a good, sound explanation of my perception and my perspective of where Reality Quest came from. But I guarantee you there's only probably four people on this entire planet that give a crap about that Reality Quest. You, Harry, Vicky, maybe. I don't know.
What do you think the audience is for this?
What's that?
What do you think the audience is for?
Anybody who wants to know about me, this particular thing, people aren't going to care. They're going to be concerned more about, well, what happened? Okay, how did you, what was your life about? How did it lead up to what, where you became? They want to know about my childhood, because if people believe that I went crazy on that June day in 1987, then any psychologist will tell you there's things in our childhood that could precede that and then cause it to happen later on in our adult life. People want to know what happened. They'll find that nothing really happened. They'll see some cool things that happened in my childhood that helped me to develop the way that I am so that I could do and fulfill the role that I have. That's what's incredible, and that's why it's important. I think your concern, Robbie, is you want to counter those enemies so bad, but there's nothing you can say. They're just going to call you deceived. But get my perspective out there. Anybody interested can find it.
I do want to get your comment on this and have your thoughts. when you wrote, I have learned a lot in the short 32 years of my existence on this planet, but my truths continue to change as I pursue them. Being the case as it is, I would be forced to rewrite and revise any work which I would set forth as my knowledge of truth. In saying that, do you confirm that what you wrote was a lie there?
Again, I'm writing that for a particular intent, for a particular audience. The reality question in and of itself, just like the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon, is a fictitious quest in hopes of opening people's minds. So a person, I've applied that trying to create a contact, a connection with the reader. The connection is everybody's on this search for truth. Everybody has experiences that have shaped who they are. But their continued experiences as they have them in the future, as they learn more and more, are going to give them more knowledge. So that's what you need to understand. That is not, Reality Quest does not say the autobiography of Christopher Nemelka. It does not say that. Okay? Not at all. It was written for a specific purpose. That purpose was simply to open up people's minds. But it was allowed by those who oversee this work, it was allowed a specific time for those few months to be written, to show me that none of that is ever going to work. It isn't, because it never would have, and it never will. What works is how the work was properly done in 2004.
This is my final question in regards to Reality Quest.
That's probably good.
What is your response to the statement that the truth about Reality Quest does matter, and it will matter to those who are contemplating believing in the teachings of Chris Nemelka? People certainly care if Joseph Smith lied, because they now believe you are a true messenger sent from their advanced self to deliver a message to them. Those who think you are getting intelligence from four individuals who have lived upon this earth for thousands of years certainly care if this is true, because if this is not true, wouldn't you agree this would change their perspective of this work, confirming you are a fraud and you are not being guided by an extraordinary source?
You've got to ask the people, because I'm never going to convince any person upon this earth that this work is true at all. The people that you need to interview, well, this might be good, Robbie, interview people and ask them that question. Pose it to them. Let's pose it to Sharon. Christopher wrote this Reality Quest. In the Reality Quest, he presents an idea that he wrote the sealed portion, that Joseph Smith was a fraud, the Book of Mormon's not true. He basically gives an impression that everything about religion is a lie. Does that change your perspective and the things that you have learned since coming in contact with the marvelous work and the wonder? Does that change your belief that the marvelous work and the wonder is what it claims to be?
It doesn't. And the background to that answer, if you want
Please.
Me to give it, is I was searching before I came across the marvelous work and the wonder and the books. I was in this mode of wanting to understand the God. And I got to that point where I became receptive enough after and I didn't know I was getting receptive, but when I found it was the Sacred Not Secret book, for me, it answered the questions that had been in my mind on my quest, on my search. It answered it fully at that point. And that, nothing on the planet could discount that experience for me. That was, and there is no other book that could have answered those questions for me. And so with that, nothing that the critics or anything that comes after that is irrelevant to that experience. Right?
Gotcha.
So, if that makes sense.
And that's what you'd have to ask many, many people.
Will you will you pose that question on your venue to your listeners, and will you ask them that question? If that would, then we could have a full, where you've got everybody listening that does that.
Did that at the Last Creek Symposium. I said that. What if I came out and told everybody this is all just crock, I made everything up, and it's all a lie, there's no such thing as anything that I've claimed to be. Are you guys going to go back to church? Are you going to believe again? Absolutely not. They wouldn't. You see, the thing is, the fact, KristenMilka.com, that little website with those three people, it's done nothing but bolster this work. They don't understand that when they read somebody like Harry Dushak's writings that are so negative, so mean, they begin to wonder, why is this guy wasting his life and his time on something that he doesn't believe to be true? He has never taken anyone away from this work. And people have gone through that website and they just say, oh, well, I say if someone goes to that website, if they're truly searching for truth, all you got to do is ask me. Ask me to counter it. I've written into that website before. They won't publish my answers. They're liars if they say they do. I've written many times. They will not publish my answers to their bullshit. That tells you just what it's like. But you know, you as a person, Robbie, have been involved in that. People who don't want to believe that I am who I am, that the marvelous work and wonders is powerful as it is, are going to try to find all the negative things about me out there. And there's a lot out there. But they're just not true. A Mormon person has to consider that this work reflects, almost mirrors, what happened in Joseph Smith's time. How his enemies talked about him. What they published about him. I mean, how in 31, I think it was 1831 or 32, published a book called Mormonism Unveiled, I think it was. And countered everything, talked about all that crap about, didn't do anything to the Mormons who read the Book of Mormon. And those who read the sealed portion and the Sacred Not Secret book, this is the question that they ask themselves. All right, if you can find somebody, Mr. Pace or Mr. Dushak or enemy of the marvelous work and wonder, anyone or any book or anything that makes more sense than what Christopher's written, I'll accept that he's a fraud. Because that's his claim, that there is no other work out there that can explain things like this work. And that is the key and the proof. If there is, and they can find one, please present that evidence. And in making that claim, that's where this Harry Dushak character, we gave him his audience. We said, come on. We told him that we had 40 seats in this particular venue that's recorded. And we said, you get 20 people to come if you want. He couldn't get 20 people. He got two. I don't know if those two are still involved in this bull crap. I think they are. I think the one is. Who brought a gun? I mean, that ex-lieutenant, Dave is something. I can't remember. David Bishop.
And Chris Hansen.
Yeah, yeah. So he brings a gun to the thing. But that's what the challenge was to Harry. He was going to prove to people that the 666 book and the explanation of John's book of Revelation isn't true. He tried to give an explanation that was better. And he failed miserably. Nobody understood who he was talking about. And I didn't even, out of pure graciousness, I could have destroyed the man and his logic. But I didn't. I just said, you know what? You're just, I feel for you. So. Can I just-